Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. As we have every week, Dr. John Lott is with us from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Always find out more at crimeresearch.org. And one of the things that we saw happen during the pandemic, a couple of things happened. First of all, a lot of people took self-defense a lot more seriously, got more involved. Firearms flew off the shelves. More recently, when stimulus checks went out, I mean, I talked to a bunch of folks that own different gun dealerships, stores, online stuff. Every time those stimulus checks went out, $1,400 here and whatever it might be, the gun stores did great. And I mean great. And so there was a boom in sales. So different factors going on. But the boom was bigger than I realized. Dr. John Lott with me. Dr., always good to talk to you. The increase in gun sales is one part of the story, but there's another part of it, and that is people looking specifically for personal protection. Correct?
Right. Well, this last year, from October last year to October this year, we've seen the largest increase in the number of concealed handgun permits in 1 year that we've ever seen. We had over a 2 million increase. There's now 21.5 million concealed handgun permit holders in the United States. And, you know, it's outside of California and New York, you have about 10% of the adult population with concealed handgun permits. But the same reasons, the same things that drove the increase in gun sales has driven the increase in concealed handgun permits. You know, part of it also was last year, about 20 states had shut down or virtually shut down their issuing of concealed handgun permits. So there was a little bit of pent-up demand there, but we've seen a very large increase, and it's particularly been for women and for minorities, particularly blacks and Asians, that have seen the biggest percentage increases in concealed carry permits. The growth rate for women over the last 8 years has been about been twice the growth rate for men.
Sure.
And
I want to touch on something here. I want to focus on what you just said here. 21.5 million people outside of New York and California. About 10% or just over 10% of the American population, adult population that is, are legal concealed carry permit holders now. That is a remarkable number, because what I want to point to next is we don't have some explosion in crime with concealed carry permits. We have an explosion in crime in America, violent crime in America, but not concealed carry permit holders. In fact, they account for far less than the average amount of crime in America, and that continues to be the truth, doesn't it?
I mean, permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. Over the last year, they were convicted of firearms violations at about 1/12 the rate that the police are convicted of firearms-related violations. I mean, police are convicted of firearms violations at like 1/20th of the rate of the general population, and permit holders are just convicted at a rate of a fraction of that. It's hard to find any other group in the population that has as low of a crime rate with regard to firearms as you find with permit holders. These people are incredibly law-abiding.
Right, and so the left continues to demonize them either way. Doesn't matter. The left continues to demonize the people that have concealed carry permits. You know, the gun culture of America, the white supremacy, all this nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, you see a big surge in the number of women that are buying concealed carry weapons and then getting licensed, or vice versa, but they're becoming licensed concealed carry permit holders. Many minorities, big surge in black women, for example, getting concealed carry permits because the defunding the police idea is such a bad idea. People are taking their personal safety as a personal responsibility more than they have in the past. At least that's the way I'm seeing it. What are your thoughts?
Right. Well, I mean, we started seeing an increase in violent crime a year and a half ago. You had police being ordered to stand down at the time. Later on, defunding the police. You had large numbers of inmates being released from jails and prisons from the United States, from across the country. In some places, more than half the inmates were released. And you had prosecutors in many urban areas refusing to prosecute violent criminals. I mean, that started a year and a half ago. Most of last year, there was relatively few permits being released because these heavily Democratic areas where we saw the biggest increases in violent crime weren't issuing permits. And then starting in the fall, and particularly more this year after January, we started seeing a lot of permits being issued. And it's for the same reason, I think, that there's been an increase in gun sales, that police are extremely important to people, but they see the police aren't being allowed to do their job. And people have realized that ultimately they are responsible for their own protection. And that's been the driving force.
Let me ask you something that really has caught people by surprise, speaking of a recent shooting, and that was the shooting, I think it's Timber Ridge High School in Texas. The shooter, an 18-year-old, shot a person that was apparently in a fistfight with him, shot a teacher. Both remain hospitalized, by the way. But he was released within a couple of days on just $75,000. Man, I couldn't believe it. Here's a guy who brings an illegal... First of all, he's 18. He's not legal to have this handgun. Not legal to have it at school. The violations are multiple with a firearm. And yet he's released from custody on a $75,000 bond. Is there something I'm missing in this equation? I mean, we're told that he was bullied. He was a victim of bullying and this and that. But you still don't get to shoot people in the back as a result of that sort of a ongoing problem. Is there something I'm missing here?
I don't think so. Look, if you're being bullied at school, there's things to go and try to do about it, okay? Short of shooting somebody. And it doesn't justify shooting three other people at the same time. Those people weren't bullying him. The teacher wasn't bullying him. The other three people that were shot weren't, or a couple people that being shot weren't bullying him. But look, I mean, he broke multiple laws that were there. The legal age for carrying in Texas is 21. The guy's 18. As you say, you're banned from carrying on school property. And the thing is, $75,000 bail, you put up 10% of that. So basically his family was able to get him out by putting up $7,500. And, you know, it's kind of amazing that you can seriously wound people, possibly end up killing somebody, and be able to be released on $7,500.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, you know, I don't know the specifics. Maybe they know something I don't, but I go back to what you mentioned a moment ago. We only got 30 seconds here, but, you know, they emptied prisons and violent crime went through the roof. Don't people think there might be a relationship? You've got kids shooting kids, and you release them on $75,000 bond. They don't think that leads to other problems? I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
No, I mean, look, we've had big changes in the bond system in New York and California. Many cases where criminals are out on bail or out, you know, been released, and they commit more crimes. I mean, let's say you face serious penalties. You know, what's the additional? You know, you're going to spend most of the rest of your life in prison.
Right.
What's the risk of going and committing more crimes there?
Yeah,
what are they going to do? Make you spend your next three lives in prison if you go and get caught for doing the crime?
It's crazy what's happening out there. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more at crimeresearch.org. John, I've got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight. because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, a land of hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.